to Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel is a halacha that Beitam has mentioned already in Simen Kuf Yud Beis. Because Lamaisa, it's a halacha that's negay also to Pasakum. And that's halacha of Panada. So Mechaber says, Panada Sh'ofer V'kechavim Asura. Ah, it's Pas. And we saw there's Mekilim by Pas. I feel in Mishanoi, you had the Pas of V'kechavim. V'shashumon Nesar K'shuba'ein V'shum Bishol V'kechavim. V'nivla B'pas. So Zok Mechaber, what's the issue? That the pasalim could be makel, but since lamaisa this is cooked with some kind of shmalt, some kind of fat and meat or meat, oily fatty meats, whatever it is, and even though in the end of the day that gets nivla into the pas, so it's aser. Mechaber says another case: v'chein yirakos hanechal mchayim shebishlam and baser asurim mneishu shumish al baser nivla b'hem. Same idea. Yirakos betzim would be mutter because they're nechal chay. But lamaisa, since you cooked them with basar, and the shuman of the basar was nivla, so it's asur. Meaning what? Since it was chal already in iser bishul akam on the basar, so once you have macholas asuris, and that's nivla into maichol shaheter, so lamaisa you have macholas asuris nivla b'seichem. So that asurs them. So the shaila here obviously becomes what we discussed a little bit in Kofi Beis. That's really where the shach brings it from this vet. Is does bishul akam require bittul b'shishim or bittul b'roif? So this halach is very muvan if you hold this bitl b'shishim, because you're not going to have shishim in the, you know, if this panadish or these yirakos are totally nivla with the bus, you're not going to have shishim keneged the bishul akum. So maybe you can have an iser bishul akum that's not batal. The problem is that over there in Kofi Beis we saw the shach at least pointed out from this of heter that lamaisa, just like we saw over there by pasakum, that were mekel just like chalas chutz la'aretz. Or makel that it should be batel b'roiv. So who had the bishul yisrael? The shach pointed out that who had the bishul yisrael is batel b'roiv, and that the place can bring this from a number of rishonim. It's a Ramban and Yivamis and Daf Peves that says just like chalas chutz la'aretz who had din hacha, the Amuk Yosef over there in Yivamis, and that's what the Isef Hetter says. The Isef Hetter maisa the shayla had to learn das Rashba. The Isef Hetter learns that the Rashba is being makel. The shach himself learns the Rashba was being machmer. Maisa the shach himself is makel, and that seems to be the haskamas apayskim. The Ramal Lamais in Teres Chatos is Mekel, Chach Masadim is Mekel in Chal Samachav, and the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan over here in Bishul and Kuf Yud Gimel, I think it's Eis Nun Beis, is also Mekel. So there are Machmirim, I think the Pri Chadosh and Sim Tzadik Tes, there are other Achmirim that are Machmir Lamais, that's come as a place that is Lakula, that who just like Pasak was Batal Barif, who had in Bishul Akim was Batal Barif. So lemaisa, then we're stuck on this halach over here. So the emphasis is over there in Kofi Beis. We didn't see it so much by Richos, but over there the place can bring. There's a Minchas Yankov that really asks this question. And really, Bekiveger is meramis to the question himself over here, on the page, and he says after batal b'roiv kidal el hacha gara. You have to say this case is worse. Why the shuma nearer the nikkur be'ein b'soy chapas? So Bekiveger, we have to make it rukimta, and he actually quotes it. Yeah, he quotes from the Minchas Yankov. So you have to make it rukimta that we're talking about a case where you see the fattiness and the oiliness is still nicker and still ben. So the whole shayla of being batal b'shishim batal b'roiv is b'oifin the evet harevis. When you have a harevis, you have bittel. But b'oifin that it's nicker b'soich harevis and it's nicker it's oimid b'en somehow oimid b'fnei atzmai. So there's no harevis, there's no shayla, there's no shayla. The shayla doesn't begin of bittel, even if it is batal b'roiv, because it's pashit nicker and it's b'en. So maybe that's rukimta we have to make over here that's the makom it's aser. So maaser, we're going to see it's a little bit problematic because there's another halacha which is even more difficult. If you hold this bittul b'roiv, the last halacha in bishul is that bishul akam asers the kelim also. There's machlokes rishonim. The maaser were machmir that the blias of bishul akam that go pasha nivla inside a kli are also make an iser bishul akam on the kli, and the kli is neser, and the maaser you have to be machshir the kelim. If it's bittul b'roiv, so you're never going to have a problem because here it's not nicker. Anything that's balu inside a pot is not nicker. And mela, once you go cook, you're always going to have rave in the food. So we'll see over there different understandings, different mahalchim, why lemaisa you have to kasher the pots. Pasha is something to do with enuvat lesa lechatchilo, or it's shaykh that there could sometimes be rave iser from blias. We'll see over there. And over here, you pasha have to say that it's nicker. Now lemaisa, the place can point out, really, Taisus already makes his chilik that there's a chilik between this halach and Sif Gimel, what we saw last week in Sif Beis. Because in Sif Beis, we see over there, that the halacha when you have a tarovis or something that's also mishum bishul akum and not also mishum bishul akum, is not totally in bittel. It's not totally in shishim and it's not totally in roiv. Rather, it's telling which one's the ikker. Right? That in Sif Beis we saw iriv davar nechel kamoishu chai. And this is really the Gemara's case of Kasa Daharsanov. They mix some kind of fish oils, fish juices, which were yes Nechel Chai, with flour, which is not Nechel Chai, and they made this dish called Kasa Daharsanov. So the Maisa Gemara said it goes Basher the Iker. And that's what the Mechaber Paskin. So the Chiluk is Pashat, and they bring this from really from Taisis in Chulin and Dafsamach Dalit, that in Sif Beis, there was no Chalai Sisser. Sif Beis is talking about the ingredients. The ingredients that go into the food. So then, when we have to look at this whole food to see what constitutes the makeup of this food, so then you go bash the ikar of the food. And it's not telling Rav, it's not telling me. It could be even the Rav is from stuff, is from a Chomer, which is Shaykh to Bishlak. But if the ikar of the food is not Shaykh to Bishlakam, then the whole food is mutter. That's in the ingredients. In Sif Gimel, we're talking about something where there was chal and isser on the basar. So once you have an isser Bishlakam, that goes into the vegetables, and then you have machol sasur's push that asher up your food. So in Sif Beis Taka, how do we shatz up? How do we determine what's called the ikr and what's not called the ikr? So there's different rais in the poiskim, and the pre-Torah says as lehedya, that it's like the derech klal, it's like the klalim of ikr and tafel by brachos. That whatever is the ikr, like chameshus minim, the pre-Torah says, so it has a din of ikr. Pashas is like the din of ikr and tafel by brachas. Elo what? Like we're saying that this is all when it's not nikr. But rega that the food which is shaykh bishul akam is oimid b'fnei atma, and it's nikr b'fnei atma, then you don't go bust any klom, because then it's just like a food by itself, and on that shaykh bishul akam. The Aruch HaShulchan has a diuk in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says im ha ikr midavar sheish boim bishul akam. If the ikr is bishul akum, so the Aruch HaShulchan B'dayik, the only time it's asr if the ikr has bishul akum, but if it's shava b'shava, if it's two things that are equally chashuv, so the Aruch HaShulchan's mekel. So the diuk doesn't work in the tour, doesn't work in other paiskim, but Maisin Shulchan Aruch, he has a diuk. So fine. So that's the chilek, whether we're talking about ingredients, we go bust with the ikr of the tafshal, is this a tafshal that's shaykh, is the ikr shaykh bishul akum? And by tarevis, it's tully in bittul b'roiv or bittul b'shishim, halacha we pass in, it's tully in bittul b'roiv. So l'maisa, the big raya that it's tully in hilchos brachos is really Taisus. Because Taisus in Daf Lamed Aleph says, it's not brought here, it's brought in the beginning of Kuf Yud Daled, that the Gemara speaks about the Isser of Sheikher Shal Goyim, which is a Bezunder Isser of Sheikher because of Chasnas. Pashi, now let her drink Sheikher in the house of a Goy, we'll see the Pratim Kuf Yudal. So Maisa Tosis asks, what happened to Bishul Akum? Tosis says one side that it's not Oyel Shulchan Malachim. So Maisa Tosis can point out that Pshutai Sheikher beer is Oyel Shulchan Malachim, it's Manazah. So the other teretz Tosis says, and Daf Lamed Aleph, the Rosh brings it also, and that's what the place came, the Green Kuf Yudal, the Shach, the Taz, the Grow over there. So they say that, just like, how do you make beer? It's water bicker, and you put the hops in, you cook it into the water. So Zok Taisvis of Lamed Aleph, that just like Megabi Hilchos Brachos, it's a shahakol, and the hops are bottled to the water. Who had in Megabi Bishul Akum? So this is one of the big makaris they bring, that it's Tali in Hilchos Brachos, and Ikr and Tafel in Hilchos Brachos, that there's a heter, this is a heter of Ikr and Tafel, and that's the heter for Sheikher. Lamaisa, based on this Tosis and this halach of Sheikher, so this is what already for a few hundred years the place we're discussing the shaila of the coffee from Goyim. The Iker shaila in the Paiskim, still no gave is my name, but the shaila in the earlier Paiskim was that they went to the coffee house of the Goy. They didn't get cafe na mesa, freeze dried coffee and making theirs. We're talking about going to Pasha the coffee house, meaning the Goy was making the whole thing and serving you a full cup of coffee, which is still no gay, obviously, in different coffee houses and Chuslarts and Starbucks and all these places, which have other various issues of kashrus, but just Gabi the Bishul Akum, that's the Iker Shaila. The Maiso, so the Iker Zachli say is this heter, that since the Bracha Shahakal, because the Iker is the water, Gabi Hilchos Brachos, the Iker is the water and the coffee is Tafel, so in the Mela, you can pshutai have this heter, that there's, it's not Shaykh Bishul Akum. What's that? Yeah, so the Kler maybe less chash, maybe like the instant coffees, maybe not, but... But yeah, regular, brewed coffee. Bachar is at least for kibbutz. We saw less. We pass in that for papyrus, for kinuach. Bachar, that's something that comes along with the suda. So bachar would be a chashiva drink. That's oil shochem lachem. So the emes is that in Rav Osner and Shevet Alevi has a tshuva that the emes, it could be that the instant coffee is worse. I mean, instant coffee yesh lada, could be it's not oil shochem lachem. So I think pashlis in Eretz Yisrael it is. They serve it at the chashiva suda stomach. But Lemaisa, he points out that by the shecher, the hops that you put into the water, so what do? You cook it in, you soak it in, and they take the hops out. And it's soifig the tam, or whatever, it's soifig, whatever comes out of the hops. But Lemaisa, the ikr guf of the chitim that goes in, they take out. A shenkin, the instant coffee, so it's, it's mixed in mamish. So, yesh ladun, that could be enough, it could be not. Lemaisa, the etzim zach, the Tosa says that it's shahakal and it's tafel to the mayim, the we still have, it's still shahakal, we don't make a hadama or whatever on a cup of coffee. And the mayim, the place can point out that by coffee, there's other heterim, there's a big arichos in a lot of acronym, this was a big thing, drinking coffee for, it's not a new thing. So they point out that by etzim like this, that how do you make coffee? You take the coffee beans are not nechal chai. It's also not el shochem lachem, stam a coffee bean. They roast them first, whatever, maybe they soak them first, but they roast them baker. So now after you roast them, could be they are shtekel nechal already. And they have certain things like they make little chocolate covered ones, whatever it is. It could be it's nechal idei etcha, could be not. But al atzad that it's edible already, so it means the guy made it edible, but a roasted coffee bean is not el shochem lachem. It's garnished. Maybe it's like for a snack or something like we said last week. That's something that's totally not shaykh to even parperis. That's achilas arai, and that's not el shochem lachem. So you have something that the guy cooked, not el shochem lachem, so it's mutter. Then the guy in the coffee house goes and prepares it weichter and makes out of it a cup of coffee, which is yes, el shochem lachem. So they have shaylos of it's bishul achar tzli, it was already cooked beheter, or it was already edible. Since it was already edible after it was roasted, let's assume it was edible, so then it's like the guy who cooked it, he was cooking something that was nechal chai. It wasn't nechal chai, but it was nechal after a preparation that was heter. Like we're going to see in the Hemshech, we'll see the different pratim, this is really getting to the sugya of nechal chai. What's that? No, well, it's the opposite. I mean, the Pringle case is worse because we're telling you that unless you have other heterim, which you have, if you cook a potato, it's aser, that can't change. So here we're saying, yes, it's the fakert. Here you cooked it, there was a preparation that was boifin heter. So once it was made by Finetta, even if he cooks it, we're going to see this maisa in the sugya of Nechal Chai, we'll see in the Hemshech, but this is what the Pesim say by Dag Meluchim, that if you have a Dag, which is Roy Lachila Ide Melicha, we'll see a different Pratim, Dag Mkhtanim, Dag Gedoyim, it's a Shaila, but let's say you have a Dag which you could make Roy Ide Melicha. Melicha does not Aser, Alt Special Akum. So the guy makes it Roy Alt Melicha, and then you go and you cook it. So it's mutter, even though the guy did the whole preparation. He salted it, and then he cooked it. Since the salting made it mutter, so once it's Roy Beheter, so it's like Nechal Chai, and then even if you cook it, it's Meseder. So okay, this is a handle in the Peskim by the coffee. Lamaisa, Daskamas Peskim is that both the instant coffee and the regular coffee is mutter. Then you have the Shaila of the Kashrus, which B'derech Chal I think is not such a major issue. You know, like the various different Starbucks or on a plane to take a cup of coffee. B'derech Chal, there are various Satayim we're not going to get into now. It's usually Shailas of Einu Ben Yoimoy, Stam Kalim, Okay, we're not going to get into that. Shutei, you know, what the minig is various afanim. People are samech on buying a cup of coffee. You have to know. Okay, so that's in terms of the shaila of tarei this and of mashkin. And of mashkin that we say that we have hichos ikar and tafel. That ikar is the mayim. That's the main hetter for the coffee. That it's ikar and tafel. Okay, let's move on. Okay, sif dalid. So Sif Dalid, the Mechaber and the Ramah bring various different shitas in the Rishayim, and if you saw the Shachri, and Sifkan Zayin has a whole shayla exactly how to learn over here. So let's just be makdim. We know there's an isser called Bishal Akum, and that is if a guy cooks food for a yid, so the food is Nesar. So comes Taisvis and Lamed Ches in Avodah Zarah, and Taisvis brings Rabbeinu Avram. Rabbeinu Avram said, Dvadei Shlokos, Vada shlokas are aser when the guy cooks it in his house. Aval kishu mevashel bebeisu shal Yisrael, ein lochush. Loi lechasnus, v'loi yisham yachlenu dvaram tmeim. He brings both time, and we discussed Rashi has another time. If the guy's cooking in your house, he's not going to put any treifas achanim, he's using your ingredients. And chasnus, you also don't have chasnus. Doesn't explain why. V'loi hoidu loi rabbeinu tam, tevadai, kibin sh'ayu kachav mevashel, loi chilku klal. First rabbeinu tam says, and I said, it's a loi plug. Can't start making chilukum, which like we said by the koimrim. People don't have children, so you're not going to marry their children. But Afal Pika may say, Le Plug, says Rabbeinu Tam, Le Plug. And then Rabbeinu Tam adds, Le Olam Yishlach, Hashem Elo Yizar, Dam Bebeis HaShay Yisrael, Kam Bebeis HaShay Yikachavim. One second. Yeah. What are you saying?
Is this a
Basar V'Cholav?
Meaning,
Okay, Rechanabi. You have to be concerned about the kasher issue. I think now it sounds like that. Is that what Tosis is saying? So Tosis says, Rabbi Tam wasn't masking, and he said, Loi chilku klacham bein ushosei yisol ushosei b'kavim, ki loilim yishlach Hashem leizor gam beis ushosei yisol akum beis ushosei b'kavim. It sounds like Tosis is saying that we still might have that chash. Okay, but even if what we said, that the Iker Tam zatz chasnos, Rabbi Tam is loi hoidu loi kusus loi plug. Okay, so these are two shittas. Now, Rabbi Avram has nothing to do with who's cooking in your house. It could be your neighbor, it could be your friend, it could be a guy you should face with us. Regular person, but just basis solves the heter. And Rabbeinu Tam says, I'm not masking that heter. Fine. Now the Beis Yosef brings another heter, that's from the Ramban, that it's not totally where the cooking is, but who's doing the cooking. And the Ramban says that if you have an emissa Evid, that an Evid that's really kanui loy, now we're not talking about an Evid Kanani who's malva tavo, because then he has no bishul akum, because he's a Jew. Chayiv mitzvos k'ishut. Talking about stam, a regular goyish Evid that you somehow acquired, that was a kavutik Evid that lived by you, that you owned. And the Melo says, the Ramban, just like you have a problem with Shisa Zavadim on Shabbos, Huadin, his Bishol is like a Yada Richta of the Yid, he's just a worker of the Yid, and Melo, his Bishol has a Shem Bishol Yisrael on it. So that's the Ramban's Heter. And the Beis Yosef brings that the Rashba wasn't happy with that Heter, and the Rashba was Chaylik, and the Rashba was Machmir. But Lamaisa, if you look over there, the way the Rashba quotes the Heter, the way the Beis Yosef quotes from the Rashba the Heter, not exactly with the lumdus of that it's kanui loy, that it's a shifcha that is owned by the yid, but rather, the Rashba just says the chilek is, you know, the worker is doing it mitoich kviya, the eved is doing it mitoich kviya, not mi ratza, not mi ahavas yisrael, not because it's not going to be going many chasnas, because what is he doesn't like this, he's not doing, he's just doing because that's his job, he's forced to, he has no choice. A shenken, regular person, there is chasnas. Okay, that's the tunis chos in the Rashba and the Ramban. Now then, the Daki Moshe brings the Shittus Isef Heter. The Isef Heter says lechatchil you have to be machmir, not to be samech on this shivcha thing and base Yisrael. But the Isef Heter says lehedya, but the eved were matir and base Yisrael. Bishul be base Yisrael, bishul akim, but the eved not lechatchil, but the eved it's mutter. Fine, that's the Isef Heter brought in Daki Moshe. And then this Hagos Shari Duru the Daki Moshe brings that you could even be mekel lechatchilo if the guy is cooking in your house, mekel lechatchilo. Why lechatchilo? So there, because this was true at least bismanehem that the pot needed constant stirring, constant stoking, constant checking. So if the guy is cooking the yid's house, at some point a yid's going to walk by, give it a stoke, give it a stir, give it something, which is going to be matir al teshtatus of the bishul yisrael. Fine. So these are the shittas brought in the pesukim. These are the different shittas in the rishon. So what does the mechaber say? The mechaber says yesh mi shematir b'shvachos shalonu. So he's not going on basis. So he's going on the shivcha. So that's the shita of the ramban. That since they're avodim knuyim lanu, so their mice is like a ziyad arichta, it's like bishul yisrael. V'yesh misha oiser v'afilu b'diavet. That's the Rashba who said it's einam achover, wasn't makabel the shita of the Ramban. Now says the Rama, u'b'diavet yesh lismoich adivrei hamatirim. B'diavet can be samech on the matirim. V'afilu lechatchila noigin lahakol beis yisrael. Shashvachas avodim vash beis yisrael ki yefshur shlichat echon be'abayis maat. Because zicher, that's the hagos shaydur. Someone's going to go and give a stoke. So what is the Ramah being Mekel? Okay, so Lechatchilo, he's saying because of the stoke. That is a problem, Bismanenu, and many, I find it's a problem, certainly in restaurants, different settings, but even in Beis Yisrael, it could be our pots and the way our cooking devices work. Very often this is not Negeah, or like the Shach himself says somewhere, I think, I'm not sure if it's in this Shach over here, but the Shach says that even that it's not Shaykh, if the Yid's not home, if the Yid's away, whatever it is, then about you don't have that Heter. So this Heter is going to be a Shtekel B'Koshi. And there's no stoking in the fire in Hanami. There's still stirring in the pot, which might help, depending on how and what you do. We'll see. But Lamaisa, let's assume that we're not going to have that Heter B'derech Klal. So what is the B'dievet that the Ramah is saying? So the Shach is Kash, because Kipshuto, if you read the Mechaber, so the Mechaber just brought one Kula. That's the Kula of the Ramban. That's Tal Shifchas. And the Ramah said, B'dievet Yishishuch Adivir Metirim. So Sefrek the Shach, what are you telling me, B'dievet Yishuch Adivir Metirim? That Ramban is talking about Bizmanehim, Bizman of the Rishonim and Bizman Chazal, that they had real shvachas that were Knuyim Lahim, that they really owned, and it was the Tachas Balusam. And Memela, they had this Heter of Yala Richta. Bizmanehim, we don't have such shvachas. So Memela, what's the Ramah talking about? So the Shach has various different possibilities. One possibility is in Chanami, that he was just saying, Ikar Adin, Dina de Gemara, maybe it'll be Shaykh one day again. That's the first Heter Shach. Mefizeh, even though the Darkei Moshe himself brought this Rabbeinu Avram, that the Israel there, he was Samechan Rabbeinu Avram, that even if it's based Yisrael, it's Motor B'dievet, the Ramah doesn't mention that Shita here in Shulchan Aruch, this Teretz of the Shach. And Kipshut, if you read it, doesn't mention it. Okay, that's one Mahalach that the Shach says. The second Mahalach the Shach says is that maybe really the Ramah means Rabbeinu Avram. If you read the Rama with, along with the Darkei Moshe, shtickle muvan, because this is the heter that the Darkei Moshe brings, and to say that he would just leave out this Esav heter from Shulchan Aruch is taka shtickle shver. So the Shach says that lafid this mahalach, then the Rama is saying a bit cooler. The Rama is saying to be samech with the Eved Beis Yisrael. Anything cooked the Beis Yisrael by a guy is mutter with the Eved. Okay, but this is only one possibility of the Shach trying the Rama. The third mahalach of the Shach seems to say that really the Rama is really just saying only the Hagosha Idura, that it's really just saying that, but the Eved could be samech because there's going to be stoking. The whole thing is out to stoking. That seems to be his third possibility. And then in the fourth mahalach, he seems to come on to this Rashba, to this different lashon, that in a Chanami, the Rama was talking lamaisa about shvachos. What's lamaisa by shvachos? We don't have shvachos. Teretz is that he was being samech on the other nusach in the Rishonim, that the problem of why is there chasis with derech klal? Because they're doing a mi'avas yisrael, mi'ritzainam. Mash'enkein shvachos, even if they're not knuyim lanu, even if we don't own them and they're not mamish ba'aluseinu, but lamaisa safe, they're doing it behechrich because we're seicher them for a year, for half a year, for a year. They have no choice. They're hired workers. We paid them. We have a contract. They can't back out. So memeila, they're not doing it mirtzayna matoy ve'ela. They're doing it bal karchach ben yirtu ben lo yirtu. So impesek kiri vada zok tashach. And zok there, that maybe that's what the Rama means. So is that kasev harav di yishis mechalim b'diavad? Fine. So lamaisa, this becomes the shaila. But derech klal, the regular cases of that snegeya bizman hazeh, usually either in a restaurant or in someone's home, so the shvachos are they're not sachar for a year or half a year, and derech klal they can leave whenever they want. Derech klal people don't have contracts b'chal, so there's a shtickle safek, and this is a discussion amongst the Heintiger Poiskim and different Poiskim go different ways on this. Do we say that at least by a regular housemaid or a regular shifcha that comes and cooks the food, do you say that you at least have this final hetter of the shach, that there is a tzad that she has a din of a shifcha? Or no, that since she could possibly just get up and walk out, that's mamish called miratzon hatoyf. So that's a shaila in terms of shvachos. What you certainly do have is Beis Yisrael, because again, these are two separate etayim. This is a hetter, the Rabbeinu Avraham and Tosfos, and this hetter is being samech b'dieved, is going even alt Beis Yisrael b'vat. So you have different sirufim in terms of Beis Yisrael, but sirif that a regular worker might have a din of a shifcha, and that might be what the Rama and the Mechaber are talking about, that even though they're not knuyos lanu. So b'derech klal, I think that the mahalach is that maisa, this is all sfeikas, it's not really clear. The pasha reading Mechaber Rama seems to only imply maybe like the Beis Yosef was talking about the real shvachas, which we don't have anymore. So maisa, what the place can say is that not to be samech on these eterim lechatchila by themselves, but as a tziruf, obviously they work with other eterim. So, if there's going to be some kind of, let's say, shvacha, shtatvas of a yid, different things we'll see, eish me'eish, different things that possibly wouldn't be samech on, but tziruf, that it's Beis Yisrael, or big shasat chak. So then there's more makom lehakol, but tziruf, that as long as it was Beis Yisrael. So that's always something to keep in mind when you have a shayla b'diavad or something, big shasat chak, that you have this tziruf even though we're not samech on it by itself. Even though lemaisa, this is a shayla. If a bishul happened b'Beis Yisrael by itself and with no other tzirufim, would you ask her b'diavad? Let's say b'oifin that there's some kind of hefsi merubah, some kind of a big chash for Michael. So that's a shayla you have to ask a shayla chacham, because there is makom lahakel based on the pash isv heter and the ramah. So that's a shayla. Okay. And Sif Hei is the last shayla, which doesn't seem so negeah, but Emes has some shaylas that are very negeah. And that's the heter when a guy is in a mischavin. So the Gemara talks about all kinds of strange cases, that the guy was burning swamps and burning hair off an animal. And since he was in a mischavin, he was only mischavin one thing, and the bishul was only memela, so it's okay. And finally, the Gemara says the case of the oven. Chaver brings the case of the oven where the yid put his food in the oven. The guy didn't know about it, and the guy puts his food in the oven and cooks it without knowing the yid stuff is there. So it's okay as long as what the guy is doing is not like kavanas bishul. But as long as the guy puts his food in to cook his food and he has kavanas bishul, even though he doesn't know about the yid's food, since he had kavanas bishul, so that answers the yid's food. Okay. So we have this heter called Einu Mischavin. So what about if the guy knows, what if the guy is not being mischavin for bishul, but he knows that the bishul is happening. He knows also the bishul is happening, and also his drying out is, you know, here he was, the Mechaber is talking about a case where he was drying out a peg of wood. So the Beis Yosef brings, that the Rosh was a Madaik, that the case of the Gemara was, the Yid put his food in, then the guy went and put the wood in, and the guy had no idea the food was there, and he was just drying out his wood. So there we say he had no kavanah special, it's mutter. So the Rosh is a Madaik, but he would put the wood in, and then the Yid, if the guy would put the wood in, then the Yid would put his food in, and the guy would know about it, or Chayshis, the guy knows about it, so even though what he's doing, he's just going to dry out, he's not going to cook. Since he knows about it, and he has this double kavanah, so then Dr. Rush, because he brings in the Rush that he'd be Machmir, then we'd be Machmir when you have a double kavanah. What's that? He's not burning wood, he had to like dry out the wood. What do you mean? No, meaning the Yid puts it on before he lights the fire. That's how the Rush is learning. I mean, that's a different kula of the Archa Shulchan. Yeah, that's that. Yeah, that's a different cool. I'm talking about Stam. Without that Archa Shulchan Skiddush Stam, he's saying that the Rush is saying that if the guy puts his wood in and then he doesn't light the fire yet, and then the Yid goes and puts his food in, and then the Yid lights. So the Archa Shulchan has a kula, very big kula, that as long as the guy puts it in, the Yid puts his food in Almanas, that it should be cooked, so it's Beseda, that's a very big Kiddush. But here, without that Kiddush, so Yesh Ladin over here, that Lamais of the guy, in the end of the day, the guy's really doing Be'ikr what he wants to do, he's just drying out his wood. Says the Rush, Chiyah Gavna, he has a double kavanah because now he knows what he's doing. He sees the Bishul of Yisrael, that would be a problem. So where's this Negeah? So we spoke that a lot of the factory settings, the cooking is not done with fire anymore. Rather, there's Ma'arachot Kitur, there's steam cooking. So you have a big, huge boiler that cooks water. It sends steam throughout a whole factory, and the steam goes around all the pots. It has these like steam jackets, and cooks all the food. So the Shaila is, what happens? So the thing needs to be serviced. It breaks down. There's some kind of problem. So the Geisha technician comes, and he's fixing the boiler. He's fixing this huge ma'areches of Kitor. Or even if it doesn't break, let's say that's, you know, some guy's job every morning to turn the thing on, or however often it gets turned on. So do we say, this guy who's going to fix this boiler, or even the guy maybe whose job it is to turn on this boiler every morning, he has Kavanas Bishul. He's just trying to turn on the steam system. He's just trying to get the steam going. So does he have Kavanah for the food being cooked all around the factory? So Yesh Ladin, perhaps he does not. Perhaps it's Einam Eschavin, and perhaps it's a double kavanah, in which case there's a tzad, like we said from the Rosh. If he also knows his food being cooked, but he's not the Iker being Mechavin for that, it would, theoretically, you'd have the Shaila of double kavanah. But the emes is that L'chair, this case is much worse. As well as Gemara say by the peg. Gemara says by the peg that Gemara declares, when he's coming to dry out this peg, is that called kavanah's bishul or not? Gemara says, no, he's just trying to dry out a peg. That's not called a Kavanah's Bishul. But if it would be Kavanah's Bishul, even though he's Mechavin for Bishul A, and Bishul B, he's Einam Eschavin for, but since he's Mechavin for Bishul, it's a problem. So the Maisa, this boiler system works with cooking water. He's certainly Mechavin for Bishul, right? He's going to turn on the whole boiler system, which is to cook the water, and the cooking is going to make the steam. So even if he's not Mechavin for that cooking, L'chari is Mechavin for this cooking, which is the cooking of the water, which makes the boiler system work, and Mela, it would taka be a problem. So that's fine. So that's in terms of this. In terms of like when he's actually turning on these systems. But Lamaisa, when there's other problems of electrical outages, and this could be also in a Yid's house or in factories, if the guy Stam just comes to fix the whole electricity of the whole factory, then it's Taka in a Mishavin. And certainly in like Yid's house, let's say this happens on all that, you know, someone has an outage in their house, and they have, let's say it's on Shabbos, and they have some kind of Heter of Mir La'akum. So the guy's not coming to turn on your crock pot, the guy's coming to turn on the lights in the bathroom and chlesfos and the heater during the winter, whatever it is. So and that will be a pasha to Einam Eschavin. He has no, doesn't have das on the Bishul Bechal. And that would have to be a heter of Einam Eschavin. What? Okay, in Hanami, so you have to know. Chlesfos is still Einam Eschavin. I'm not sure if he's saying, once he's aware of it, then you'd have the shiloh of the double come on once he's aware of it. Okay. You have to know if the Chashmal is directly doing the cooking. I mean, he knows he's fixing all the machines. Does he know that there's food right now that's on that's going to be cooked? Yeah, Yesh Ladin. Certainly, at least in a private house, if there's an outage and someone turns it on and it happens to turn on the crock pot and cook, that will be an Einam Eschavin. Another oifen where you have these Heterim of Einam Eschavin is that very often in different factories and different prepackaged foods. So even foods that you get to do Bishul, that the Gemara Bishul is done on Day Yisrael, but so they have to do these things usually to foods, to prepackage them. They have to either to, you know, dry them out or to give them, to cook them just to boil them for a minute to kill germs and bacteria. So all these types of pre-packaging types of cooking, so l'chera these also, well, but very often, anyway, it's not a shayla because at least for sure, sometimes it's not even Meichel Ben Jersai, so there's no problem to kul yama. And even if it is Meichel Ben Jersai, if there's no Gemara Bishol, then l'chera it's b'chal not a problem. If the guy doesn't make it edible with his cooking, so it's b'chal not a problem, because as long as the yid is fearing against the Bishol, that's okay. Even after Meichel Ben Jersai, according to the Ramah, which we're going to see. But the question is, even if it does make it roy, but since the mice of their pu'ula is not a pu'ula for cooking, it's rather a pu'ula for drying it out for hygienic reasons, so there's also a tzadir to say that it's in mitzvahin. And Sheva Levi has a tshuva about water in different places in the world that's not drinkable without cooking it previously. So he was asked to try about Chernobyl, because you know the nuclear waste over there, it makes the water undrinkable, but if you cook it, it makes it drinkable. So, and this is really also a shtickle shayla by the milk, because the milk is all pasteurized, so l'chayra, it's a shtickle not nechal chai. So nice by water, pasha's not oil shulchan malachim. Even though there's a gemara mud cutting, that's a little mashmah it is, because the gemara says that the heter of mayim is that it's nechal chai. So Shevet Alevi over there assumes that it's not oil shulchan malachim, even though malachim do drink spring water, that's what we spoke about last week, that doesn't necessarily make it a chash of a drink. So yesh lo, then if you also have this type of heter, that it's not a kavanas bishul, it's a kavanah just to purify it and to get rid of the germs and different things. The milk, they're makel because they tiny that, we're going to see, there's also talking in the Sugya from Nechal Chai, that really milk before its pasteurization is really quite drinkable, and there are many people who drink milk that's not pasteurized. It's just l'ravcha de milsa, it's for chashos, but we'll see in terms of when we say something is Nechal Chai's mutter, it doesn't have to be Nechal Chai b'ravchos, even Nechal Chai de etchak. They tiny that milk b'etzem is really Nechal Chai, really perfectly fine, just, you know, for the masses, we have to, no, unless the bacteria grows in it and makes you sick, but generally speaking, fresh milk is okay, and so that really has a heter of nechal chai, and the water anyway is not el shulchan malachim, so maybe you have these heterim as well.